Oh, bro, if the thing comes to me, I'm going to snag that thing.
Guard dog.
Twice.
Hold on, let me take a picture like the guys who found Saddam.
And started making VCRs.
I knew he couldn't resist. He heard the chatter start.
What a proper goodbye.
Yeah, I'm going to need probably 8 or 10.
You need 8 to 10 tickets.
On Thursday night.
Okay.
Believe me, there's seats all over the place.
What's on here, Matt?
Chilling, dude. Just fucking, you know.
What's all this mumbo jumbo you've gotten yourself into, dude?
You talking about my sebzi, bro?
What is this?
It's my sebzi. It's a ceremonial hash pipe from Morocco. It's not a big deal, dude. We've obviously. Dude,
you seem to be making a big deal out of it.
I'm not making. I'm just setting it out, dude. Ceremoniously, it's a nice piece, dude. I just want to show it off. You know.
Well, I'll tell you something, man. I don't like it.
Some of us prize fast cars, dude. It's just this is my stuff. This is what I ball out.
What
on.
Is this?
The fucking high spirits, dude. Key of G minor, 432 hertz. Seat on the insignia, rainbow moonstone with the exact ripple that 432 makes on water or sand. I'm fly as hell, dude. You hate it.
What is the top there?
This piece is called the fetish. This is what gives it its voice. So if you were to slide this thing back, it would throw off the whole sound. It has to be placed in the proper place.
Mm.
Billy was talking some mess about my flute. On
I heard you
Patreon.
Got yours off Amazon.
Not Amazon. It's from High Spirits. It's a reputable dealer.
I heard
dealer.
It was a colonial.
Dude, here's the thing.
I heard it was a colonist flute.
I try to engage in wrong speech. Why harm other people in their businesses? So,
oh, yeah, you don't want to put down the man's business.
Oh, his business.
You don't want to put down a colonizer's business.
He's thriving. Yeah. The whole thing started because.
Well, did they run off the real Native Americans that made those?
No, not at all, dude. They're probably working tandem with Native artists. But Billy and I was teasing him because we all went to this place in Florida. And, like, dude, I want to crush this lady. She has like a little trading post. It's cool. She's a nice lady. I picked up a flute there. Mine was in the mail. So I'm like, oh, let me hear his voice. I wasn't really digging the sound. And that's all I said. Spud got one. And I was kind of like,
yeah. He picked up a bad flute.
It's a decorative piece. It's a beautiful piece. But it's more of a decorative piece. That's what I was trying to tell him.
This needs to stop.
What?
This is one of my least favorite characters.
I want to do a cover. This lady has a...
Dude, why are you doing this to me?
What are you doing to what?
You know you're doing this to me.
How about?
Why are you doing this to me, man? I was just saying how good things were. Things are good.
I'm saying they're trying to say that's a colonizer flute. That's a cover, by the way, by I believe.
By you.
That is a cover. I don't want to steal credit for that tune.
That was a cover?
That's a borrowed tune. Yeah, that's Dancing Moon by Purnell. Purnell's a beautiful artist, dude. How are you talking about I'm doing this to you? And I'm glad
you're doing
things
this on
have been
purpose,
great. Things
dude.
Have been great. What are you talking about, dude?
You're doing this on purpose.
What, cop the
flute?
Trying
to sabotage our lives.
How? Dude.
Getting into bullshit.
What are you talking about? Dude, it's a beautiful instrument, man.
It is.
It's just a pentatonic minor scale. So
can I hold it?
Yeah, dude, please. Let me. Here.
Get the spit out.
Get the spit out of that. Dude, hold
wow.
that thing. Feel the power.
You're right.
That thing's beautiful, man.
It's lighter than you'd think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Man.
That is nice,
a beautiful
man.
Piece here, the leather.
Dude, I'm dead. I've been genuinely worried about someone smashing this thing.
Really?
Between you and Brittany, I have two strong contenders for flute breakers.
Who's going to break it? Brittany's going to break it.
She kind of likes it. I've actually turned her around.
She's trying to trick herself into saying she likes it.
She was in the bathtub and I was playing downstairs. She's like, dude, I was about to fall asleep. It's you can't. It's 432 hertz, dude. Now that I can carry a tune on it, if you're taking a bath and you hear that droning below you, the floor below, you're just kind of like, oh, man. I go on my roof deck at nighttime and just put a blanket and just fucking wail so hard on it. And, dude, it's...
This can't be... You cannot be doing this.
Yeah. So, like, no one can see where it's coming... No one can see where it's coming from. So people are just probably walking their dog and they're like...
Let me hear it again.
Dude, so you're walking your dog down the street and you hear this in the distance.
Uh-uh.
Just
you like the end.
Oh, you got
to figure out how to do the end.
Dude, I might start getting up first thing in the morning, hitting people with one of these. Sorry, that's not good. Sorry, guys. I have too much spit in this moisture barrier. There we go. Early in the morning. But, dude, it's nothing personal. This is a hobby I'm into, dude. It's nice. I'm not going to have it.
I can't stop looking at Sean's haircut, dude. It's so
Sean looks
nice.
Like he's fucking, he's got a haircut. He looks like he's 10.
It looks like a school photo's haircut, dude.
Yeah.
Dang, dude.
Spirits are high in here. Noah's with us. Noah joined us. He's being arrogant.
Noah's here. Lemaire's in a bad mood, too.
Is he grumpy?
Yeah, Lemaire's grumpy.
Every once in a while, he gets grumpy.
I got a grumpy Lemaire on my hands.
Beezer sent me a video. You puked on yourself this week?
What? BZMZ got him.
BZMZ got him.
What, after a show?
At Helium. I saw him. He's like, I got puke on my pants. What happened?
How'd you puke on yourself?
What happened?
Uh-huh. Sometimes you just do a lot. You got to get it out.
What were you doing?
I was drinking too much.
Really?
I was too drunk.
You drank too much and you puked at Helium?
Yeah, so I wouldn't feel bad the next day.
You force it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you forced puke but got it on your pants?
Yeah.
At least you did it there.
I puked on the floor too. I had to clean it up in there.
That's helium you threw up on the
floor. I had to clean it
that
up.
That wasn't intentional.
That one was a mistake. Yeah.
I just kind of had something like that. The night of that.
Wait more, everybody. Yeah.
The night of the cellar holiday party, the after holiday party.
Yeah.
I blacked out.
Nice.
Yeah, I blacked out.
You don't even drink.
Yeah, I don't drink at all, and I blacked out, and I threw up all over my bathroom floor. That shit was crazy.
So did you wake up to it, too?
Yeah, it was to the point where I started throwing up, and I tried to clean it up with paper, like with toilet paper, ended up clogging my toilet. So now it was just everywhere. So
what
I was
were you
like,
drinking?
Hennessy? Everything. I think I was.
Yeah.
I definitely was drinking Henny and Coke.
Can you imagine getting sick off of fucking Hennessy?
So you not drink at all, or you like have you ever drank?
I do drink every once in a while.
Gotcha, but not a lot.
But when I do, I get fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm like a little kid.
To the H-Rock immediately, dude. Got slammed. I thought Hennessy was so cool when I was in high school, and I just couldn't drink it. I'm like, this is
it was,
so
what was the other one?
Nasty.
What was the other one? It had like a Q.
No, it's what's the,
talking about Hypnotic?
Hypnotic.
Yeah.
Hypnotic. Delicious? It's blue, isn't it?
Yeah, it's shit. Yeah.
No, Hypnotic's delicious.
No. Hennessy, as I'm getting older, I realize like Hennessy is terrible, but you drink it to get you at a certain place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all work that way, though, dude. Yeah. Hennessy, so I was so pumped. I was in high school. I had the bottle. I was like, dude, this is the best.
I saw this. This has Chris written all over it. Chris is going to love this. Cat
Wait,
scoring
dude,
a goal.
Is this that autistic dude that says, like,
yes,
mundane
yes.
shit?
Yeah.
Brood. Walks off like it's something intense.
There's a crazy event happening this weekend.
Have we begun?
Dude. Have we begun?
We've only just
dude, do we ever out. Did we ever even stop? That's dude, the question from last week. That's the question.
This is big.
Dude.
What was it?
Just a cat scoring a goal.
Yeah. Autism watch.
That's fucking
did you send
is that real?
No.
Turn it. Start over.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Cat ran on the pitch, put it up for 90. Beat the goalie.
With a tail flick.
Yeah. I didn't see the other players. I thought
it was tough. It was tough.
Dude,
it was
a tough cat angle. Can do that. Dolphins can do it.
Dolphins easily.
My dad's on the cast.
It's crazy what they could do these days.
But
I don't deny anything. The coolest stuff is found every day. A cat wandering on and
cat
scoring a goal
on pitch.
In soccer. I'm like, that definitely happened.
Yeah. The first time I watched it, I had a moment where I was like, you can't train a cat.
First time you see it, first time the ball hits, and you're like, maybe that happened.
Yeah.
I have a child's brain. That's been proven.
Like they purposely hit him.
Or the ball was just going by and he hit
just
it.
A nice touch.
I've seen some dogs skateboarding. Yeah.
I've seen some dogs surfing.
I've seen some dogs.
Bulldogs, yeah, bulldogs sitting on the front of a surfboard.
Dude, leaning into a skateboard on a fucking boardwalk.
A cat hitting a fucking upper 90.
It was going so fast.
The rest of the thing was a cat at a press conference.
It is funny. Watching like a fat security guard try and catch like a raccoon on a baseball field.
Yeah,
so
funny. Yeah, that's good stuff. I was watching, there's some good animals on field compilations on YouTube. You can treat yourself to that.
Can we just bleep what the cat did so we no one knows how
I am? In fact, we're gonna attach the intro. I'll send you the video. That's the intro. Cat
scoring a goal. No way a cat can. What's going on, Sean Gardini? Can I tell you a little something about him last night?
Yeah, last night,
bro. I did the showcase.
Okay,
Helium last night. Whitest crowd we had so far.
Lightest?
I knew the day would come.
I don't know why. I thought you said whitest. I was
like, they're also probably the whitest as well.
Sick.
I mean, they've been pretty white crowds, but this is
The white showed up this time.
Only. Pretty much. whites only did show up. I didn't want it that way, but that's what happened.
Yeah.
But dude, fucking, we go there. I'm all cocky because the last couple shows, like 100 some people. And I'm like, Brad, what are we looking at? What do we got tonight? He's like, 44. And I was like, yeah, goddamn it. I said, I knew this day would come. No, I said, I knew this day would come. We had a nice run. So I go in there and the crowd, you know, it's a small crowd. People start to question if they're at the right thing. If it's a smaller crowd, people start getting kind of like weirded out.
Yeah.
Dude, Gardini comes out. We're a couple deep in. Gardini comes out, dude. We've been getting licked, bro.
You said we'll lick them tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll lick them tomorrow.
You've had the devil's day. We had the devil of a day, General.
A couple people out there had the devil's day, dude. Yep.
Guard dog was back there on half a stove going, I'm going to lick them tomorrow.
Comes out, dude.
Lick them tomorrow, though.
Dude, I said the boys become a man. I was watching him. I said, I think the boys become a man.
He killed?
Yeah, the guard dog. He had a fantastic set and a pretty, not the best of circumstances, dude. Comes out. I say, God damn it. He finally mumbled his way into fucking. He mastered the mumble.
Speak up. Holla.
He mastered the mumble. Last night, I watched the mumble be mastered, and I went, God damn.
Yeah, the mumble's nice.
Always become a man. The boy became a man last night on stage.
Don't you think trans people are stupid?
Dude, I couldn't have been happier. I was sitting there going, this is the best.
Nice.
Took command of the whole room. I watched. I said, God damn.
He's a young Custer.
He's a young Custer, dude.
Yeah, you might be Custer.
Dude, it was.
I decided we're obviously Grant and Sherman.
Obviously.
There's no doubt.
Obviously.
There's no doubt.
Well, man, are you Frederick Douglass?
Yeah, it was fun, though. It was a good time. I was happy to see it.
That's
LeMayer,
awesome.
Dude, LeMayer on the way up, man. His navigation has taken just another development that I couldn't have seen coming. Wrong exit, LeMayer, dude.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, dude. On the way up.
Hold on, I'm sorry. This is the quote I was looking for about Grant and Sherman. Yeah. This was Sherman on Grant. He said, he stood by me when I was crazy, and I stood by him when he was drunk. Now, sir, we stand by each other always.
God damn.
Might be the cast. We might be Grant and Sherman.
I'm flexing my fucking.
We might be Grant and Sherman, dude.
Unbelievable.
So what did Lemizi do on the way?
Such a good quote, dude.
I love it.
I was telling him after a couple exits, I was like, LeMayer, are they like planning me a surprise birthday party or something? Like, are you trying to keep me away?
Goodness gracious, man.
Lemizi.
My goodness gracious, man.
Matthew, how are you?
Pretty good, dude. I got a lot of rave reviews about last week's podcast. A lot of people said it was a very funny podcast.
They liked it.
Yeah, a lot of people said it is. I did the stand-up comedy shows in Denver. People said, hey, I like this week's episode. I said, hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks, fellas.
Appreciate you for that.
It's nice to get some positive feedback. Once in a fucking blue moon, dude.
In real life, you get positive feedback.
In real life, you do get positive feedback. Very rarely does somebody come up to you and go, yo, that sounds like the guy.
I know.
I hope he's not faking, but he definitely is. He always has his hand in his pocket.
There's no way. Yeah, he's got the Fartmeister.
What a good Fartmeister, though.
Dude.
They used to make those fart machines, and they sucked.
I know.
I guess technology is.
You could probably get a real deal.
Fart GBT.
No. Make it so I shit myself.
Make it sound like I'm shitting so I can run by people in Central Park.
That's the best.
Either way, it worked. It worked for me.
Yeah.
At first, I thought they were real, and I was like, this is the funniest dude of all time.
Yeah.
And then I quickly realized I was stupid.
Well, the first one will get you, though. If you're like, oh, my God, I got it.
Yeah, farted in a tunnel in Central Park. That's easy.
It's just Hollywood magic. After that, you go, yeah. Oh, it's just Hollywood.
I've been duped.
This is Hollywood, dude.
This guy's a phony, dude. He's a fucking sellout. Those aren't even real farts.
I want to smell them.
We're just talking about a guy. I was on Instagram just crying. I got in the back of an Uber yesterday and cried, laughed for 15 straight minutes. To a fake fart machine.
It'll get you, man.
Yeah.
It's a... I mean, they remain the funniest things.
Yeah. Real or fake.
Yeah.
Farts continue
The way in those videos that women, like...
Women...
Are scared.
Are afraid of loud farts is awesome.
I didn't know they were afraid of them.
Dogs with thunder. True. If I fart loud enough, my woman will go hide in a closet.
Yeah, we need to get him some thunder vests.
Get under clothing. Yeah.
Get him a thunder vest when you fart so they just fucking chill out.
I love that people are putting their dogs on like Zoloft and shit. They're like, they're afraid of fireworks. It's like, don't give that guy fucking Zoloft.
Yeah.
Although, actually, I take that back.
Well, I was always
dogs heroin.
I was always way like that's ridiculous, and now like Jackson's been being so bad, and I'm like, I'm just gonna fucking like chemically lobotomize this motherfucker. Yeah,
yeah.
He's shitting everywhere. I just want to fucking render him completely immobile. Yeah, you want to talk about
shitting everywhere?
Yeah, why?
I went home, dude.
Oh no!
I went home on Sunday, yesterday, 2 days ago. I got home. My parents are in Florida. They just left Tybalt.
Mm-hmm.
Open house, Tybalt, dude. It's house party. They left him a pile of food. And left
Did
for
he just
5
munch
days.
It all right away?
He's been munching all of it. He's just sitting there munching and shitting everywhere, dude. I opened the front door. The house stunk like shit. I was like, holy fuck. Walk in, there's three different piles of shit just in the kitchen. There's piles of shit in every single room of the house. The cat shits 6 times a day.
Oh.
He's not about the litter box. The house is filled with shit and puke.
Oh.
They gave him too much food. He's just sitting there eating it, walks around, throws up, shits, goes back, and lays down, dude. They're going to kill him when they get home, dude.
Did you pick the poop up?
I did. It was a Mother's Day.
There's
going to
be more there.
Yeah, that was. Now he's still open house until Wednesday. He's going to be in so much trouble when mom and dad get home.
Oh, God.
You must have had a party. There's so much shit here. You had to have had other cats here. There's no way one cat shit this much.
And like you can't really beat a cat.
You can hit a cat.
I mean, you can, but it's like they're so quick.
They might fight back. That's the scariest part, dude. A dog you hit, usually they're like, they get sad. And you hit a cat, they're like, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then they sit and wait.
They'll get you,
They wait till you're on a business call. They jump and get your arm. You go, God damn it. God damn it. Phil, you all right? Yeah, fucking cat.
Just shit all over my house.
Cat just attacked me.
Yeah, that'd be a fun prank show of just leaving like fake dog shit everywhere all over house and someone comes in.
See how
in.
Quickly someone kills their dog?
When we had Maya, Jackson had diarrhea almost every single morning for, I swear to God, it was a month.
He was protest dumping.
Well, he just got, like, they would cry in the middle of the night, and he gets so worked up. If people are crying or upset, he gets, like, it fucks him up.
Oh.
And he will, if you, like, bump your knee, and you're like, fuck, and you're sitting there, he'll, like, run up to you and, like, sit against you. Like, dude, out there and perv out or what?
Yeah, I have a meeting shortly, so it's good you wasted time. You guys were out, you knew. Of course you knew. As soon as Matt arrived, you guys should have been ready. And instead, Lemaire, don't act like you're writing anything.
Time stomps. Dude, by the way, remember last week when I was saying on White Lotus when the guy said swastika?
Yeah.
He did say swastika. Everyone thought, they're like, no, it's swastika.
I believed you.
It was swastika.
Yeah, I believe.
I started downing myself. I'm like, did I just hear that? I mean, there is definitely a Nazi frenzy going on right now. I was like... I started worrying. I go, what the hell? Am I just hearing stuff? That's
you're starting to hear it.
I'm starting to hear it.
That's a dog whistle. That's exactly what a dog whistle is. Only you can hear it.
Oh, I'm starting to hear the whisper from the nest. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's coming.
But yeah, no, it actually did. It was in the script because they actually interviewed him about that. Like, did you improv that? And he goes, no, they put it in the script.
Oh, damn.
Instead of saying Sawatida, which is like hello and whatever, Thailand.
Yeah.
Just random swastika.
What?
They're in Thailand. Yeah, he just, it was, whatever. But he did say swastika, so. Yeah, hey, man.
Swastikas are, I could say it. I'm not. They are hot right now. I don't agree with them.
Yeah.
I don't agree with them. If I saw that in my neighbor's yard, I'd be fucking.
They're on Teslas now. Yeah. They're on Teslas.
Are they on Teslas?
We love Tesla.
Yeah, they're getting put on Teslas.
You see Trump Dog with that?
What'd he say?
He basically did, him and Elon did like a car commercial for Teslas in front of the White House. And he goes, we love Tesla.
Love Tesla.
Yes.
They really did a car. They did like a Tesla car commercial. Dude, yes. I heard this and I haven't substantiated it. I saw it was just two guys in like fitness gear on Instagram. So this is my source. So definitely hard allegedly.
That's where everyone gets their information now.
Well, dude, these guys seem so confident. They're in like a very
so goddamn
cool
confident
room. And they were like, well, obviously Tesla, driving a Tesla reduces your testosterone by 18%. And the other guy goes, I mean, yeah, that's indisputable. The EMFs. They're trying to say the EMFs from electric vehicles lower your testosterone, and I can't get it out of my head. I got picked up one in the Uber the other day, and I was like, God,
I'll tell you what, bro, the guys selling testosterone are fucking making bank. Every single podcast is like, yeah, what'd you have today? Peanut butter and jelly? Yeah, that lowers your testosterone. You go, all right. All right, thank you.
I think thinking about your
podcasting
testosterone
lowers your testosterone. I'm tired of hearing guys talking about being men while talking into a fucking microphone. So many fucking tough guys doing podcasts these days.
Yeah,
it's literally the biggest girl thing you can do is sit there and gossip.
It's true.
In front of a camera.
Dude, if you know how to like, if you get a real man on a podcast, they're like, and then I told, they like, they're 10 feet away.
Yeah, they're not near the microphone. They go, what? Is this what you guys do? You just talk here?
Yeah, if you get a microphone, it should be this far from your head. And you should just stare nervously and go, I don't know. Is this good? What do you want me to say? Yeah, you're absolutely right. Podcasting has destroyed the EMFs coming from, I don't even know what they are, but those.
The EMFs are coming from podcasts. It's coming from tough guy podcasts. Enough of it.
I think we need them.
You think we need tough guy podcasts?
We need tough guy podcasts.
Like, what's your favorite tough guy podcast?
I think it makes America look good. We're around. We're talking tough. Who else is doing tough guy podcasts?
Every fucking person on the internet.
I mean, no other country. We have so many. Our tough guys need other shit to do. We're out
true
of all tough
Europe
guy work.
Well, when Europe, that's a problem. When Europe gets tough guys, you got to watch their tough guys. Their tough guys go pretty
tough
wild.
Tough guys rise up. Meteoric pace just to the top immediately.
We need more Teslas over there in Europe.
They need to be done.
I know.
They said it could not be done. Nobody would be crazy enough to do a podcast live from Blazer Tag.
I know. I didn't know you could pull it off, dude. This is...
Yeah, it turns out it was pretty easy to pull off.
Yeah, true.
Said, rent that fucking place out.
Yeah, true. What are you guys doing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, on a day they're closed, we got Blazer Tag.
I was thinking about
Blazer Tag.
God damn it. I know it was a mistake nice to get up here. God damn it. Got that blood taken out, you're a little fucking weak.
I mean, yeah, it's hard to podcast knowing laser tags on the back end.
What are you thinking about? Yeah, we're gonna be taking breaks, hit the tag, come back and report. Yeah. I'm thinking, what were you thinking about teams? I'm thinking fats versus thins.
That's not bad.
Fats versus thins is gonna be nice. No, you're close to thins. There's some true fats.
Do we have enough fats?
We have enough fat. Is
I think
Unk's
we have
coming?
Enough fat. Yes. I think we'll have more than enough fat.
It might be too many, but the fats are going to be camping. You're going to have to breach that room. We're not leaving. Although we could gas ourselves out. One of the fats, Spider could hit another Blazer Tag for it. Clear the room.
Just friendly fire.
We might send Spider in as a little suicide bomb. No. You guys are going to shoot him a lot, but he's getting a fart.
I see him preloaded on the Cheetos.
He's got the Cheetos.
We're just going to fucking go in all along bar.
Did you eat a burrito before you came?
No.
Oh, thank God.
What did you eat? I'm sure it was fucking catastrophic.
I could be empty
belly with Cheetos. That's a good recipe.
Could be empty belly.
Dude, he gassed out my house the other day.
Did he really?
Fucking.
Oh no.
He took a shit in the far room,
and
I was like, fucking, the sewage is fucked again. I just had plumbers here. Fucking,
the fuck out
and
here.
It was so bad that I was like, and it really fucked the whole house up.
Is that when we?
It was an impressive dump.
Was that when we thought he died? That night?
No, that was. This is the second dump he's taken recently.
Worse than when my dog diarrheaed in your house?
Yes.
Whoa!
That was clearly dog shit.
Out of water, too.
I mean, who knows what he did in there?
It was just a tube.
Damn, dude.
Oh, there's my fucking gym shorts. I'm looking for those. Goddamn Spider's wearing them.
didn't know they were yours.
Lemaire, what was going on with that dump? Well, like, what led up to that?
I just hadn't been dumping, dude. It was a fun weekend, and I was blocked up.
You dropped an insane one. There was girls were there. They were screaming. People were upset.
Oh my god!
We opened the doors. We had to open the doors of the house.
You crushed the girls.
Crushed the babes.
Was it a giant log or like a pile?
No, that was a pile.
It was. It had multiple. It had to go back.
How many flushers?
Just one flush.
That was a one flusher. It's impressive to clear out a house in a one flusher.
I mean,
yeah, we thought he was dead. We were joking around. We were in the pool and we were like, maybe he's dead. And then we all kind of like thought about it for a while and we were like, somebody should check on him.
Did a 2-hour dump for real?
He might have Elvis'd out.
It was a long dump.
And then we had the realization that one of us is going to Elvis out.
True.
Between the squad, I think we have a pretty high. Speaking of Elvis and out, there's
someone's dying on the shitter in that.
Reporting for duty, for Team Fat. Sure. Team Fat reporting for duty.
It's gonna be tough for Pat because he's been losing weight. Still reporting for duty.
Reporting for duty, Team Fat. Oh,
dude,
yeah.
That's gonna be camped, though. That's gonna be tough.
You guys
breach,
will camp.
You're gonna have to breach the roof. Yes.
You guys got to get the tactical position. Another reporting for duty. What up, Pat?
It'd be funny. We're splitting up the
laser tag team.
Anytime someone dies, they respawn.
Fat and skinny. Fat and skinny.
Fat and skinny.
Nice. What do I do?
Oh, I guess I am on the skinny team. Holy shit. I thought I was fucked.
It's literally just Gardini, Matt, and O'Connor. There's no one else.
We're outnumbered.
You and me are competing, truthfully.
We gotta have a BMI. It's gotta be a BMI cutoff. This is crazy.
The camera gets
okay. Sorry.
Hi, we're here with Tom Segura.
Hello.
Nice.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
We were just recapping the Beer Olympics, which I thought was going
to
be fun.
Yeah, I was invited to that. I couldn't make it.
You dodged a bullet. Because that shit sucked.
Yeah, dude. I think I'm going to see those guys tomorrow. Yeah.
No, they're the best guys. Yeah. But man, if you get that many football guys together, it got so fucking competitive.
You need them to do it with themselves. It's like trans athletes. You guys do your own thing and leave us out of this. It's not fun anymore.
We're two women. We're good in the women's league.
Yeah, exactly.
Me and Bert, everyone's like, Shane and Bert are going to win. Nowhere near.
No.
What were the things?
It was like cup. Beer pong, flip cup, beer ball, which you just throw a ping pong ball at a beer can.
Okay.
And you got to, that was me and Bert's worst because you have to scramble to pick the ball up.
Oh, what? Shit.
Me and Bert can't bend down. And the other dudes were so fast and trying so hard.
That's
like,
the thing. They
shoving
don't,
dudes out of the way, diving
don't
on the ball.
Do like, casual.
No.
When it comes to like a competition.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if it's lounging, it's like you're hanging out. You're like, this guy's a regular guy.
Yeah.
And then it's like, who do you think is the best at this? And that just asking that question alone changes everything.
And that, the chug, I blew it. So the opening event was chug a liter. So I think that's like three beers.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the one thing me and Bert have a shot at.
Yeah.
I tried to chug as fast as I could. It just went straight up my nose. I was like, I have to stop. I was such a bitch, dude. I was a bitch.
Was it a bubbly carbonated? Was it carbonated?
I mean, yeah.
Getting it up your nose is no fucking joke.
No,
dude.
And I tried to power through it. And I stopped. And I was like, you're wearing my nose.
Bubbles in your nose is nothing.
It was,
to nothing to sneeze at.
It was so embarrassing. I was just a fat bitch all day. Then
I'm so glad I didn't go.
Yeah, you dodged it, dude. Although I was also bringing a lot of it on myself.
Talking a lot of shit.
I was chirping.
You should have called the cops
because I was trying. Yeah, I threatened all the tricks, dude. I said if you put your hands on me, I'm shitting in your pool, dude. Don't come. I said I have a gun in my car. I'm going to kill everyone. I have an AR-15. I'm going to shoot everyone in here if you keep bullying me.
What is the what's the pro lineup there? It's got two.
Who was in it? So the winners was George Kittle and DeForest Buckner.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
DeForest Buckner is a freak, dude. You see that guy, you're like, holy fuck.
And these guys are all retired?
No.
What?
No. They're like pro bowlers.
And they're getting laid?
Yes.
And they're getting hammered too.
Yeah. They got shit face.
Yeah. So it's like, so it's like not only that level of athleticism, but they're also fueled.
They're fired up.
Yeah. They're fired the fuck up.
And then, so like I,